Welcome to the latest edition of Nareit's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and I'm joined today by John Bortz, Chairman, President, and CEO of Pebblebrook Hotel Trust. Early in September, Pebblebrook announced that its long-running bid to acquire fellow hotel REIT LaSalle Hotel Properties had been successful, and the merger is expected to close later this year. John, thanks for speaking with the REIT Report.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Sarah.
So first of all, I'd like to ask what Pebblebrook found so compelling about a merger with LaSalle that it made multiple offers and refused to back down over a period of almost 6 months.
So interestingly, when you look at the two companies, LaSalle and Pebblebrook, what you see is an incredible similarity in terms of assets, quality, markets, geography, brands, operators, and really approach to the business from both an independent and a branded perspective. And perhaps that doesn't come as too much of a surprise, given that I was fortunate to have the opportunity to found both companies. And so as we developed Pebblebrook over the years, we had conversations from time to time with the team over at LaSalle about the logic of putting these two companies together, given their similarities. And the opportunity really came about earlier this year when we began to pursue LaSalle, as did others. And ultimately, obviously, it has resulted in us agreeing to put the two companies together. And as you said, close later this year.
And Pebblebrook has already announced plans to sell assets in New York and San Francisco. Have you set a target goal for dispositions? And geographically, how would you like the portfolio to ultimately look?
Well, we have actually announced that we plan to sell between $500 million and $1 billion of assets in the combined portfolio. The bulk of the sales are likely to come from the LaSalle portfolio. And what we have stated, and the $1 billion isn't necessarily a limit, but it's the reasonable range of $500 million to $1 billion will allow us to fine-tune the portfolio from both a size and a diversification perspective. We'll likely be disposing of assets that are either a little too big or a little too small. Most of the sales are likely to come from the right half of the country or the East Coast. And what that would do is it would drive the percentage located on the West Coast higher, ultimately getting closer to, but probably not to the same place that we were at Pebblebrook prior to the combination of these two companies.
And do you see any change in Pebblebrook's strategy of buying hotels that are underutilized and undermanaged, but still offer great real estate potential?
We really don't, and actually part of the opportunity here with LaSalle is that we believe a number of those opportunities exist within the LaSalle portfolio. Not suggesting that LaSalle wasn't doing a good job. What we're suggesting is that with the creativity and the experience that we bring to the table, we believe there's opportunities to do what we've done historically, which is really look at a property, understand its potential, its greatest potential, vision that potential, determine how it best fits into the market, make the investment, and then bring on the right operator to maximize the performance. And what we ultimately are attempting to do is to create a unique experience for the customer, and we believe the kinds of assets we pursue and the kinds of assets LaSalle owns, similar to ours, offer that opportunity mostly with independent or small branded properties. So there's a lot of work to do within the LaSalle portfolio, both doing some major transformations as well as what we would describe as doing enhancements within the portfolio, where renovations have been done, but maybe there's an opportunity to add more energy, to add more uniqueness, a little more creativity, to create something that the customer is willing to pay a little bit more for, so that we can drive better performance within the portfolio. And there's a difference between the two portfolios of about anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 per key, where our portfolio performs better, but we do it with similar properties in similar markets, and that's the opportunity we seek to take advantage of for the benefit of our shareholders, to be able to shrink that differential over the next 3 to 5 years through these creative redevelopments and enhancements.
And finally, how would you describe the current operating environment in which you're entering into this merger?
Well, clearly we are, we're now 8 years into the cycle, both the macroeconomic cycle and the micro lodging cycle. That seems like a long time, given prior cycles, which have generally been anywhere from 9 to 10 years. But we think this cycle is likely to be extended, further extended, due to the energetic level of the economic recovery, the benefits of the tax changes and reductions of regulations that have ultimately resulted in much more consumer and business confidence. So we do think it's more likely than not that this economy is going to continue to move along at a healthy clip for at least the next couple of years, and that should give us certainly the time it takes to take advantage of some of these opportunities within the LaSalle portfolio.
Okay. John, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Sarah. Thank you.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for previous episodes of the REIT Report.